The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. Happy Wednesday. It's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. I am back and rested from a much-needed vacation. I went on the 50th anniversary hip-hop cruise in the Bahamas. Amazing, amazing. If you guys haven't heard of it, it was the first year celebrating 50 years in hip-hop. I definitely recommend that you go next year. Tickets. So go to rockthebells.com. So with that being said, we now have, it's the holiday season, right? And as I was coming back from my cruise, I realized, you know, I did get some activity, walked a lot. There was fitness classes, all this stuff, but we are heading the holidays. And so things get busy and we kind of forget about ourselves. And since the weather is very nice still, people cannot complain. This is great. Here in Minnesota, it's wonderful, right? So I have 9 tips that I've decided to put together about what to do over the next 6 weeks as we go into Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, and what else we have? We have Kwanzaa, and we have the Chinese New Year and Christmas. So many wonderful things. And if I got something, don't hold it. Chalk it up to my mind, not my heart. So physical activity, as we're always speaking about, you need to stay physically fit, and we need to move, especially during these months as we walk and go into winter. And what I noticed is that people are still going outside, even if there was snow. So while there isn't, we need to move and keep it going, okay? So first thing is your shoes, right? You got to get comfortable shoes when you're walking outside, especially if the ground has gotten harder or it's colder outside. You want to make sure that you have a nice pair of shoes. So make sure that when you're getting those shoes that you can walk anywhere. So you want a cross-training shoe, because if we're just talking about walking, that way you can move in a mall. You can move outdoors, indoors. You can even jog with them. But the biggest thing is you want to have proper footwear. It's really, really, really important. All right. The dressing for the winter. People always like, what do I wear outside? So there is, there's no like special method to this besides one thing I always say, which is layers. So, cold weather is actually not a reason, because actually your body kind of likes it to move outside. So the thing is just to layer yourself up so that, you know, like this, have a sweatshirt, you can have a tank on, a sports bra, or a t-shirt underneath. And if you get too hot, you know, because you start moving, then just take it off and wrap it around. But you want to dress in layers, whether you have your hat and your mittens on, so you can be moving that whole time. Number 3 is work out with your device. So it's, I know we're very attached to it, but it's really important to, you're able to track what you're doing. So you can download an app. Most of us have smartphones, so the apps are right on the phone. So all you have to do is look on there and it will say what type of activity you have, and you can put that on and that will help you get moving. It's going to track your calories. It's going to track your miles, and it's going to track that heartbeat, because we want to make sure that, you know, our heartbeat is at a certain rate when we're working out. And then you can do that anywhere, right? Then you can travel. You're like, oh, okay, so I don't have equipment today, but I'm out of town with the family, so I at least have my walk. I can put that on, put your music on, and have that.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, you know the look, that look of surprise and delight, that look on their face when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking up things. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are 4 festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who've helped you out all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during the busy time of year. So shake things up. You'll love the look they'll give you, and they'll love to play. MinnesotaLottery.imn. Must be 18 or older to play.
You manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
This is something that I never do, but I might do it this winter, y'all. Find a trail. So there is a lot of trails throughout the United States and world, right? And they have all these type of trails that you can walk that are safe while you're in town or out of town. It gives you different routes for walking in the community, especially for your destination city. And it's an app, or it's a link. It's called US Track and Field. And it's going to show you which routes are by you when you're out of town or around you. So get that to kind of get a feel for what you can do while you're out of town. And then when in doubt, if you're like out of state and you're staying in a hotel, ask the concierge. That's always great. Or ask the host, like if you're at an Airbnb, they usually are supplying those activities of what you can do while you're gone. My favorite, obviously, is music. Right now, I'm in my old school hip-hop phase. I don't think I've ever left. And so get something that's different, right? That's going to motivate you to get you to the next level. For me, it's always hip-hop. If anyone knows, I had classes called Trap Tuesday on it. But whatever it is, search for, like, there's holiday fitness music, which is good too. I've done that. That's really good. Or put your own playlist together. But, you know, music's going to make you move and not worry about how long you've been working out. So explore some new music. You know, you never know what you're going to find. You might like it. Biggest thing is we got people coming over. So what do we need to do is clean our house. One of the best movements you can do for free 99 is clean your house, put some music on, and you can bend, you can squat, you can run up and down your stairs, you can stand while folding instead of sitting, and then putting away your laundry and everything. All these calories, all these are fat burning calories, right? And it's the old fashioned way, right? A good old squat lifts that booty so you're ready for next summer. So work out in your home, vacuum, sweep, whatever, turn some music on and jam out like our parents used to make us do on Saturday mornings before anything else could get done, right? The runs, those are huge too. There's a lot of fun holiday runs. There's one called the Hot Chocolate I did years ago, and those are like small runs. So even if you walk it, I'm talking about like a 5K, so you know, that's like 3.1 miles, right? Not very long. Those are fun to do, and you usually can get a group of people to do it with you. Yeah, so I would look for the holiday runs. Just Google holiday runs and see, invite your friends, plan a whole fun winter or, you know, Saturday or Sunday, fun day with the family. And a lot of people will do it with you. You'd be surprised. I'm going to make my family do it. They're going to love it. They're not at all. Number 8, build activities. So around family visits. So our wonderful CMO, Janae, my daughter is coming home today for the week, coming home from Fisk University. And I'm going to make her go to the gym with me because we need to go. And to bring, you know, workout clothes that they're coming in, say, bring some workout clothes. We're going to do a walk every morning, or we're going to do a walk every day after dinner, or we're going to go to this fitness class or yoga class or something like that. I think it's a good thing to get the family moving and not just eating the whole time. And last but not least, you know, lots of travel during the holidays. So I actually am not having to travel a lot this holiday, but the biggest thing is how you pack. So this is something that I realized, whether you're with the wheels or the backpack, it's all about, you need all of that, right? You need to be able to travel a certain way, because when you are like in airports and stuff, if you have a backpack on, you guys, that is like a weight. You can be doing squats right in the airport, right? No one's going to look at you weird. They're going to start seeing it. They might join in with you. And then like in airports, you know, make sure you're walking with that. Walk with a purpose. We usually are, right? And especially we're waiting at the gates. So do a little workout there, stretch, but make sure that you have your, I think sometimes we lug ourselves down. Like this trip I had way too much luggage. I had a roll on, a backpack, y'all, a hat bag, my purse. I should have condensed that down because I felt unbalanced the whole time, and I should have packed better so that I could do some more activities in the airport. I think it's really good to have those tips and to bring them with you into the holiday season, because we are in full force. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, it's going to be Thanksgiving next week. So we want to get a head start on this. So you have today, you've got the whole week. You got a week now to do this. So I hope that helps you with your fitness goals over the holidays, so we're not feeling stressed about buying stuff, feeding family, and then gaining weight. It's a thing. We have to talk about it. So I want you guys to feel comfortable about what steps to take for your fitness revolution within yourself, and how you are going to prepare yourself, because we always start preparing before the new year, right? We want to start 6 to 8 weeks. We want to do that and get you set up for success. I just am so excited that it is the holidays. So I'm excited to see my daughter today. And I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday. And we will see you next week. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. Have a good one.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle, and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Ridership on Metro Transit is up. The number of folks taking buses, light rail, commuter trains has jumped by 21% over last year. This means more reliable, extended service, and more connection for all of us riders. Have you noticed the expanded service on some key routes? Trips have been added to the Metro Orange Line, and the frequency has improved to every 15 minutes. And the Metro A line operates every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Not only that, the bus route that operates in the core routes 2, 10, and 18 all have weekday service increased to every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. All across the system, you're seeing service that is available earlier and later, and more service available on weekends. So come along for the ride on your Metro Transit.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
As the temperatures dip, it's leaf raking season. But what do you do with all those piles of leaves? Did you know that it's illegal to put your yard waste in your trash? In Ramsey County, you can drop all of your leaves, grass clippings, and branches at a Ramsey County yard waste collection site. That's where you can also take your pumpkins, hay bales, and corn stalks with any decorations removed. When you're at the yard waste collection site, you will see the designated piles where you can empty your bags of yard waste. And it's all free for Ramsey County residents. Find out more about what you can bring to a yard waste collection site at RamseyRecycles.com/yardwaste. That's RamseyRecycles.com/yardwaste.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.